Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast. I always say podcast for some reason.
Yeah, you kind of
that just
like
feels right.
Weird.
The podcast.
Podrick Game of Thrones.
Podrick. Maybe that's what it comes
that's
from.
Probably
from
what
pod.
It's from.
Yeah. Well, I am a big Game of Thrones fan. I'm not gonna lie. But
you're
today,
welcome.
You might notice it is not a Saturday. We're posting a podcast on a day that is not a Saturday because we wanted to talk about our Oscar predictions before the Oscars drop this Tuesday. At what time, Jonathan?
7:30 EST.
7:30 EST.
Or 8:30 EST, excuse me.
8:30 EST? Well, we want to talk about our Oscar predictions and do it outside of the normal podcast time, so that's what we are doing today. So, yes, welcome back. Let's get into it. Just a reminder, you can watch the podcast on YouTube. You can also get it on any podcast platform and follow us on Letterboxd if you want to give opinions on reviews before we talk about them, so then potentially we could include your opinions as well. So,
sure. Or you can follow my Letterboxd account
as
well.
Jonathan wants to plug his personal Letterboxd too, so I'll put it in the description box so that
Jonathan Pyle 35.
There, Jonathan Pyle, 35. So, I think that's all for intros, except for I didn't even say what this podcast is. This is a podcast where we talk about movies, not very professionally.
Kind of ramble. We ramble.
We
a lot.
Ramble
get off
about
topic.
Movies. That's exactly what this is.
We like to have fun.
We just like to have a good time, you guys, and this is fun to do. So, we are going to talk about our Oscar predictions now. Jonathan, what categories will we be discussing today?
Well, I'll be doing all the ones I did.
You did more than what
you
told me to
do? I'll do some extra ones. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But the main ones we'll do, best picture, best actress, best actor, best supporting actor and actress, best original screenplay, and best adapted screenplay.
Yes. That is what we're doing today. So, I had originally thought that we were just picking who we thought would win. So we were going to talk about this in the last podcast where we talked about Armageddon Time, which was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about this then, but then I realized, oh my gosh, I did not come prepared. So we decided to wait and make it its own podcast anyway, because I think we're going to have a lot to talk about with this topic anyway. So bonus for everybody. Get excited. We're also, when we go through this, I want you to say which one you think is going to win too.
Okay, all right, should we go just back and forth? You do one, and then I'll do mine for that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So why don't you start with the category you're most excited about?
The ones I did. Best Picture, I still don't have a prediction for who's going to win that, because it's
really
so close between, like, three.
Wait, I didn't know it was a close tie.
Well, just based on,
I feel like I never know what's going to win Best Picture. Like, I wasn't expecting Coda last year.
That's true. I wasn't expecting Coda last year either.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
So, like, the website
that I,
like,
the other movies that were up? Because there was one movie I was for sure was going to win last year.
Last year it was, what was it?
There was one movie that I was like, I think this is the one that's going to win, but I don't remember what it was. And I remember being excited about it, but I never saw Coda. I wanted to, but I never did. It as I've said before, movies that I know are going to make me want to cry, I usually don't watch. And I always thought Coda was a sad movie. And then someone told me recently, you don't cry from sadness. You cry from happiness almost.
It's like both.
So maybe I should watch it.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was going to be, I don't want the winners. I want the nominations. Memorable moments. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it wasn't at the end. Processing. It was going to be, everybody thought it was going to be Belfast.
Belfast?
Which
Wait. Nobody
really wanted it to win.
I thought it was going to be Dune, actually.
Oh, really?
I loved Dune. I thought Dune was amazing. I never enjoy slow movies. And when that movie ended, I was like, you could have kept going. Like, you could have streamlined me into another 2 hour, like the sequel movie, and I would have been totally down for it.
Me too.
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was going to be Power of the Dog or Belfast.
Power of the Dog. I didn't see that. Wasn't that a sad one?
Not really.
Oh, that was a slow one. I hadn't even heard of that movie until we were watching the Oscars.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It was on Netflix.
Even heard of it. Okay. So what one were we starting with? Best Picture? Is that what you said?
We'll start with Best adapted screenplay.
Best adapted screenplay.
I'm not the most excited about this one.
But. Okay, so you want to start with, we'll get to the better, the big, big boys later. Okay.
Yeah.
So adapted screenplay.
So I've got, for the five nominees, Women Talking, She Said, The Whale, Glass Onion, and All Quiet on the Western Front.
Okay, so I just want to preface, I didn't include any movies that I literally had no idea what they were. So like All Women Talking, I have never heard of that. So I did not include it.
That's fair.
But I saw it on a lot of websites saying that they thought that that was going to be what it was going to mm-hmm. be nominated.
Yeah.
Wait, can I look at them again? Can I see?
Yeah.
Women Talking. She. What has She Said?
She Said is, it's got Carey Mulligan. It's about the Harvey Weinstein accusation.
Oh, I want to see that. Has that come out yet?
I think it has.
I want to see
it's
that.
Pretty, I think it was pretty limited released. It went through like the festival circuit.
It's so annoying to me how movies that get nominated for Best Picture are a lot of times there's one or two that you haven't seen because they haven't even been released. That pisses me off, honestly.
Well, like, we also live in a very remote place, so they don't all come to Brookings.
So Glass Onion, I don't agree with Glass Onion. I don't think the screenplay was that good. I thought it was enjoyable, but it wasn't that good.
I think it might get nominated.
It was just another mystery movie. When I saw people saying that that's going to get nominated, I was like, that's redonkulous. If it wins, that'll be crazy.
I don't think it'll win if it gets nominated.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, then why even nominate it when there's so many movies that could win?
What were yours?
Okay, let's go through mine. Okay, first off, I said The Whale. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know it's fantastic and I'm dying to see it. Hopefully it gets nominated for Best Picture so that we can watch it and talk about it on the podcast. I also said All Quiet on the Western Front. Haven't seen it, but I saw an ad for it and it was really good.
Yeah.
That's in
amazing
German, isn't
movie.
It? It's a German movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love representation of foreign films as
Me
well
too.
At the Oscars. I feel like they don't do that enough. We just steal them and make
just remake
our own.
Them.
I said White Noise.
Hmm. Yeah,
I think
I can
White
see
Noise
that.
Could get nominated. And for some reason, I didn't see it on a lot of websites that it would get nominated.
I don't think it did super well, like critically, but also neither did Babylon.
Babylon didn't do well critically?
It bombed. Or no, critically, yeah, no, it didn't do well either.
I'm surprised. So you think that because it didn't critically do well, it'll... But you loved Babylon.
I loved it.
It was okay.
So
I don't know. We'll talk about it more later, probably. I said Bones and All. I think it would.
Oh, yeah. That is based on the book,
I
right?
think it would be fantastic. I mean, it was amazing. We did a podcast on Bones and All, so go watch that if you want to hear us get in depth about what we thought about the movie.
That movie was great.
But I thought they did an amazing job with that movie and it's making like you feel like, oh, cannibalism is normal.
It
happens
normal.
All the time. Oh, you just run into them all the time? Same. I saw one at Walmart yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how I felt about Bones and All.
That was my number 9 of the year.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put that one because we really liked it.
That's true. That's a good guess.
Yeah. And then I put The Good Nurse.
That's based on a book?
When I was looking up adapted screenplays, that one was
really?
Coming out. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I thought it was really, really good. Now, also, though, like, it's based on a true story. Does that make it adapted if it's based on a true story? I don't know, but when I saw it online, it said it was. So I might be wrong and it might not be
I don't know what the technical boundaries are for that. Actually.
I don't either. I don't make these decisions.
Do you not make those decisions?
No.
I do all the time. Actually, I don't know because...
Okay, who do you think's going to win?
Probably All Quiet on the Western Front.
Really? I need to see it. So I can't fully... See, there's a little bit of a take it with a grain of salt with this because I haven't had a chance to see all of them. I think The Whale's going to win.
Yeah.
I think The Whale should win. Oh my gosh, look how long my t-shirt strap is. I don't know. I've had this thing for like 12 years. Moving on.
Yeah, I have not seen The Whale, She Said, or Women Talking.
I want to see She Said.
That's what she said. Sorry.
And I want to see...
That's horrible.
What is Women Talking about?
It's like in an Amish village, and it's about... like how these women deal
Never
with like a
this.
String of sexual assaults in their
That's
community.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We should watch it if it's going to get nominated for someone. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's pretty small. It's got a lot of actresses though. And
well, I mean,
actors.
It's about women and they're talking.
Like,
so there's got to be quite a few women in there. To have a conversation takes two to tango.
It's got like, what's her name? It's got Rooney Mara. It's got...
I don't know who these people are.
The woman from Three Billboards. Why can't I think of her name?
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know her name. I don't know anybody's names.
Frances McDormand.
Frances. Yes, of course, Frances.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into who you think's going to win. I think that the... Wait, we already said that. Who do you think is going to win? Wait, we already talked about this.
What do you think's
going to win? Now...
Next, wait, what did you think was going to win?
Next one. Next.
The whale. You said the whale.
I said the whale, yeah. Gotcha. Next topic.
You go for the next one.
Okay, I get a pick. I want to do best cinematography.
Okay.
So I nominated... It sounds funny when I say that. I nominated...
myself.
Babylon, All Quiet on the Western Front, Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. I've never seen Everything Everywhere All at Once. So... But I heard it was weird, and there's a scene with, like, hot dog fingers.
Yeah, I've seen
I just remember my mom told me it was made her uncomfortable. My mom comment for this podcast, because I always talk about my mom.
It's true.
It made my mom uncomfortable.
We need a feature my for
parents,
that episode.
I know, literally. My parents love going to the movies, so I always usually hear their opinion on something before I go to see it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. All Quiet. Yeah, I'm mixing in. So I think it'd be Avatar, Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, The Batman, and Empire of Light, which I have not seen.
Batman came out this year? Ooh.
That was in March.
That deserves a nomination, I agree.
Think it
does. What was
too.
The last one you said?
Empire of Light. It's
I don't
like
know
a.
That one. See, I didn't put that one on anything because I didn't know what it was.
It's like a love story set in like London, like the 1980s, in like a movie theater like setting. It like.
Okay.
Looked interesting. It's Roger Deakins, though, and the Academy loves him, so.
The Academy. See, I think Elvis deserves it,
but
I also think I got a little motion sick.
I got really
like
motion sick.
The animated montages that they did, I don't think they needed those.
No.
I guess they were supposed to make you feel like Elvis, like how he was high and like just like completely on drugs, wasted all the time. But I don't know.
Yeah, just like
but
the
Elvis,
whole...
See, Elvis is one of those movies. I feel the same way about Wolf of Wall Street. And there's other movies like this where I love them and they're so good. But they're so emotionally exhausting that I can't watch it again for like a couple years.
Yeah, I wouldn't
same way
watch
with Babylon.
Elvis again.
I wouldn't want to watch Babylon again after we just saw it.
Oh, I could watch that every day for the rest of my life. No, probably
really?
Not. But yeah, Elvis, they would do like the... They do like the same shot like five times. You remember there was one scene?
Yes,
where it would,
they
like,
kept showing the same shot over and over again.
The Las Vegas Strip, and then it would turn, and then
yes, and that always bothers me when they redo it. It's like you're not a television series. You know what I mean? TV series can do it as like an easy transition from like one scene to the next. Oh, a shot in New York. They're still in New York.
Yes.
Same shot you use every time, but it's a TV series. Typically, a sitcom is the only one that can pull it off, in my opinion. If you saw
true.
That in Succession, I'd be like, excuse me, bitch.
What is this?
What is this?
What is this?
Yeah. What is this? Back to Avatar.
Yeah, but All Quiet on the Western Front, I think that's a good guess.
Yeah, I think that Babylon's going to win.
No Avatar in yours.
No, I did not like Avatar. I didn't think the cinematography was that good. No offense to all of you cinematographers who worked on that movie, but I do not support you.
I'm
you
sure
did a terrible
listening.
Job. No, I think they did a great job. I just don't think it stood out to me compared to other
that's fair
movies. And I think Babylon should win for cinematography.
Babylon, yeah,
it was really good.
I think the Batman.
I mean, the scene where she was like crying, you know, the tears. Those were really good shots. Like the way that they set up that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And the scene where he finally kisses the woman, you know. I think they did a good job of combining.
Scene.
Yeah, I think what made the cinematography stand out to me in Babylon was that they were, you could tell that they were inspired by movies of that time with the way that they shot this movie. And I thought that was fantastic. I really liked it.
I agree. Yeah.
They took those cinematography notes and hints from the 30s around. That was the 30s, right? When that movie takes place? Babylon?
Or 20s to 30s, yeah.
20s to 30s, yeah. I think they took inspiration from the 30s, and I think that was really smart.
I would like to see Top Gun Maverick, like, win. I don't think it's going to win, but it would be cool because...
For cinematography?
Yeah, based on just the amount of work that they put in with having
shooting
to
the planes and stuff.
Coordinate it with the weather and the sun and what, like, direction they are aligned with the sun that the actors had to fly and they had to turn on the camera. Oh, I forgot that
they had to like actually like they actually just shoot it themselves in their planes.
Yeah.
And they had to like they were really flying airplanes. And didn't they like
Well, they weren't they were could
only shoot at a specific day, like time of day, right? To get the sun in the exact right spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I do think that's awesome.
And that was Claudio Miranda, and he won for cinematography for Life of Pi.
Oh, Life of Pi had really good cinematography, though.
Yeah, so there's a chance.
See, the thing about Life of Pi is that I had to read the book in school, so I was just, like, traumatized by it because the book was really hard to read. It was just slow, in my opinion. Like, I didn't click with it. It was a good book.
That's fair.
But I didn't vibe with it.
Yeah.
And so watching the movie, I just, oh, it just makes me think of, like, being in middle school, being forced to read that book.
That's fair.
So.
Richard Baca.
Okay. So you get to pick the next one.
What did I think was going to win? I want the Batman to win. Or, I want the Batman to win everything.
Or Maverick.
To sweep all the categories.
Batman or Maverick? You'd be happy with?
Yeah.
I'm not good at predicting these things. The ones that I want to win never win. And I should honestly not pick ones I want to win because then I get really annoyed when they don't win.
I do the same
thing. If I don't pick, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Damn it, Academy, you didn't do the right one.
Come on.
Let's do Best Actress.
Best Actress. Okay, so you go first.
I nominated Cate Blanchett for Tar, Michelle Yeoh for EEAO for short.
Oh, is that what people are calling it?
Yeah.
LOL.
W-A-A-O.
Uh-oh.
Michelle Williams for The Fabelmans. Ana de Armas for Blonde. And either, I'm thinking Viola Davis for The Woman King.
Ah, my queen. Or king, sorry. My king. Yeah, I agree with some of those. I said Viola Davis, Cate Blanchett, Ana de Armas. I said Margot Robbie for Babylon because she was fantastic. Did she have an Oscar yet?
Yes.
What for?
For Bombshell?
Bombshell. Oh, she was so good in Bombshell.
I think.
But that's the one time she played a role that didn't have a Jersey accent. She gets a
Oscar. Well, she plays Harley Quinn.
Bombshell was really good.
What else has she? I feel like
she got an Oscar for Harley Quinn.
No, no, but I'm saying she doesn't have a Jersey accent when she's Harley Quinn.
No, but she plays like a stereotypical white trash kind of
thing. Nominated for two, and then I Tonya.
I Tonya. She's so good in I Tonya.
Oh, maybe she's just been nominated twice. She hasn't won any.
Well, she deserves one, and she would be fantastic for this one, in my opinion.
She would.
And then I put Florence Pugh for Don't Worry, Darling, because she was amazing in that movie.
She
was
so
hard
good.
To watch her act with Harry Styles, because Harry Styles wasn't bad. He was good.
Oh, so bad.
He was good. He was just... But when you put him next to Florence Pugh, I'm sorry, he just could not hold his own.
Like that scene.
It was honestly awful.
When he's in the car and he's crying, I almost laughed.
I didn't think that was bad.
I thought it was so
I
bad.
Thought he did a good job for a, I mean, come on, just let this sink in, okay? Taylor Swift in Amsterdam.
That's a great point.
Compared to that, if you're going to have singers in movies, Harry Styles is a top-notch option.
She should win a Razzie for that performance.
What's a Razzie?
It's like the opposite of the Oscars.
Like the worst?
The worst.
Who gives out Razzies?
It's like a thing. They do a whole like ceremony for the Razzies.
The Academy does?
Not the Academy, no.
Who runs it?
No idea.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I nominate Taylor Swift for a Razzie for Amsterdam. I'm not kidding. The beginning of Amsterdam was so bad, and it was because of Taylor Swift.
That was brutal.
They honestly, just the whole beginning of Amsterdam was awful. I was not hooked.
Yeah.
The dialogue, I was not interested. I was not paying attention. But then once they got past that part, I was into it.
Mm-hmm.
Once Taylor Swift died was when I was into it, honestly.
Then Margot Robbie showed up and everything.
And I know, they finally got a good actress in there, and I was interested in it. It's funny because the duo I wasn't as interested in until they had Margot Robbie.
That's true.
Of Christian Bale and what's the other guy's name?
John David Washington.
Oh, I love John David Washington. He's such a good actor.
He's really good.
I love him. He's fantastic. Okay, but I think that for Best Actress...
Sorry, who did you do again?
Viola Davis, Cate Blanchett,
oh, gosh.
Ana de Armas, Margot Robbie, and Florence Pugh. I think Cate Blanchett's going to win.
Me too.
I want Florence Pugh to win.
Really? There's no chance Don't Worry, Darling is getting any Oscar nominations whatsoever.
Why?
No chance.
Why? I don't know. I don't understand.
No
the pretentiousness
chance.
In your face. Right
I know.
Now. Like just the way you were like quivering your mouth.
She did. She was a great performance, and she probably deserves to be nominated. But it, I don't think it
Wait,
won't
I don't
be.
Understand why not.
Doesn't have the momentum that the other ones in the list do.
I'm surprised I didn't see Amsterdam nominated for more stuff.
Yeah, that people did not like that movie a whole lot.
I didn't think it was fantastic, honestly.
Me either.
Oh, Christian Bale, come on, man, you can do better than that.
He was great, though.
He was great, but you can't make this man. I mean, he carried the movie.
Yeah, he did.
Just like he carried Thor.
Yes.
I hope they paid him good money for that.
I think
at least he wasn't recognizable in it.
Marvel was. That's true. Marvel was submitting Thor: Love and Thunder for best picture.
Do you have to submit your movie for like Oscars
or they were like
nominations? You have to say like, please nominate me.
I
would feel so pretentious. Like, oh my god, I'd rather win an award and not know versus like, give me the award.
That's true. I don't know how the process works, but I saw an article online that was like, oh, they want to submit it for best picture and like,
oh my god, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I think it's between Kate Blanchett and Michelle Yeoh
for Everything Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen Everything Everywhere.
The first half of that movie. I still need to watch the ending.
Well, I know it's going to get nominated for
A lot.
So we'll probably watch it before the Oscars.
It won some Golden Globes, Critics' Choice Awards.
I don't really know who won what at the Golden Globes, and that probably would have been good research for writing out my nominations for the Oscars.
Yeah, it's like the Golden Globes matter, but they also don't.
They just kind of happen.
And that's the best way I can describe that.
The best part of the Golden Globes was Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah. And her speech was just amazing. I love her. She's an icon.
Yeah, she was like the nominees for or the Oscar goes to, and she was presenting at the Golden Globes like last year or something. And
oh my
she was
God.
Like, the Oscar goes to.
Oh, she was probably just nervous. I love her. Okay, next one. Do I get a pick? Let's just lead right into Best Supporting Actress. I'll go first. So I said Carrie Condon for Banshees of Inisherin because
she was
hilarious.
Amazing.
She was so funny. I said Hong Chau for The Whale.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Hsu, I don't know how to say her last name, but from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Dolly De Leon for Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk for her, actually.
She was fantastic. And Kiki Palmer for Nope.
Ah, I would like to see her nominated, actually.
Yeah, I think Kiki Palmer, I love her. She's just adorable.
I nominated Stephanie Hsu.
It sounds so funny when we say, I nominated, as if we have any impact on what happens at the Oscars.
Hong Chau, Carrie Condon. Jessie Buckley for Women Talking. I have not seen it, but she's a good actress and
heard good things.
Yeah. And Angela Bassett for Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
I never saw that.
I think she will win.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember for a hot minute I was confusing Avatar Way of Water with Wakanda Forever.
Well, it's blue.
Because they both kind of take place at the ocean.
Blue
don't they?
People that live in the water.
Yeah. It's just ironic they came out at the same time. But I never saw the Wakanda Forever. I never even saw the original Black Panther. Mm. I have no idea what they were about. For the longest time, I thought it was about the Black Panther Party for probably about a year. And then I realized it was about, like, is it about panthers? Like actual panthers?
It's just a documentary about Black Panthers. In the wild, in their natural habitat.
So is this woman that you've nominated, she's an animal? I didn't know animals could be nominated.
She is an animal.
Oh my gosh. Wild.
No, but she was outstanding in that movie.
I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to it, but
and
I
it would
bet
be
she
the
was.
First,
I also don't know who she is.
First Oscar nomination for a Marvel movie for acting.
Hmm. If it's a Marvel movie, it doesn't deserve to be in the Oscars.
Hard to hear,
I'm
folks.
Sorry.
What about visual effects?
I have a thing against the Oscars. Yeah, visual effects.
Thing
I guess.
Against Marvel? They've won visual effects a couple times.
They could deserve visual effects. I get that. Who do you think is going to win?
Angela Bassett.
I think some of these I put who I want to win.
Yeah.
And I want Dolly De Leon to win for Triangle of Sadness. She was so good in it. It was amazing.
Yeah. She was really good. And I hadn't seen her in anything else prior to that. I'm sure she's been at stuff. I just haven't.
Yeah.
Seen her before.
I know she's been in a lot for a long time, and this was kind of a big break for her, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Your turn. Pick the next one.
I guess I want Angela Bassett to win too.
Who is she again?
The women talking? Wakanda Forever.
Oh, okay. Wakanda Forever.
Black Panther 2. So go into Best Actor.
Oh, let's do it. Best Actor.
Big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell for BOI, for short. Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Bill Nighy for Living. Paul Mescal for After Sun. And I am missing one on here, actually. I do not have five. I am ill-prepared.
Jonathan, that's so embarrassing.
Who was... Oh, and then Austin Butler for Elvis.
Oh, Austin Butler for Elvis. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what Living is, so I didn't put it on there. But for actors, I put Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Austin Butler for Elvis. Don't look at it.
Oh, sorry. No, I was not looking at it.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. Timothy Chalamet for Bones and All.
Oh.
Colin Farrell for Banshees of Inisherin. And Daniel Kaluuya for Nope.
Kaluuya for Nope. I would like to see Timothy Chalamet nominated for Bones and All.
I think Timothy Chalamet would deserve it for Bones and All. But I also think Daniel would for Nope.
Hmm.
I want Daniel to win, but I think Brendan Fraser probably deserves to win. But I feel like who is going to win is Austin Butler for Elvis.
I think it's...
They all deserve it, honestly, because Austin Butler was so good. And, like, have you seen the memes about how...
His voice
is just deep now because he had to talk in the deep voice for so long that he just, like, became him?
2 years.
I know him from, and I wonder if anybody who would listen to this would know who this is, but Carrie Diaries?
He was a big Disney star.
It was a TV show. No, he wasn't a Disney star.
He was in Disney stuff, right?
He wasn't a Disney star. I remember. He was in Carrie Diaries, which is like a TV show spinoff off of Sex and the City about like Carrie when she was young. And his name was Sebastian, so I always called him Sebastian. Whenever I saw him and stuff, I was like, oh, that's Sebastian. And he was the love interest in the show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he always had like a smize and like a side smile.
He's an attractive guy.
Who do you think's going to win?
It's between Brendan Fraser, Colin Farrell, and Austin Butler.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Those are the three that are locked.
Brendan Fraser was really good.
We haven't seen The Whale yet.
I know. No, not Brendan Fraser. I meant to say Colin Farrell. In my mind, I was saying Colin Farrell.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was amazing in the trailer for The Whale.
Banshees of Inisherin is probably one of my favorite movies from the year. It was so funny. And it was just so, like, unusual. Like, you never see something like that.
I think that's why I liked it so much. Hilarious and heartfelt at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be Colin Farrell. This was, like, his year for acting, and he deserves an Oscar.
Yeah. Let's do Best Original Screenplay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Banshees of Inisherin. Tar. I haven't seen it, but I feel like it's going to get nominated. Fablemans. Triangle of Sadness. And Nope. I don't think Triangle of Sadness and Nope are going to get nominated, but I think that they deserve to.
Yeah, Nope. That would be cool if it was. Mine were pretty close. Just one off. The Fablemans, Tar, Triangle of Sadness, Banshees of Inisherin, and Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I guess Everything Everywhere All at Once is very, like, unique. Like, they kind of came up with some cool new stuff for it.
Yeah.
I guess I can dig it.
I think Triangle of Sadness is going to win.
I hope it does. You really think it's going to win? I thought it was a genius movie. They were so good. We also did an episode on Triangle of Sadness, if you want to go watch that and hear what we thought about that movie, because that was a doozy.
Yes.
We had a good time talking about that one. We were also sick. We had the flu when we did that podcast.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we were super sick.
Yeah, I was not looking too hot that day.
We were both, like, really red in the face because we were, like, had fevers, like, actively. We filmed that podcast.
That was not fun. Yeah, I hope Triangle of Sadness wins.
I hope that they do, too, honestly. But I think Fablemans is going to win.
Yeah.
Because it's Spielberg, and he always gets the Oscar. I'm kind of over it, man.
Yeah.
The Spielberg stuff. My sister is obsessed with Spielberg. Or at least she was when we were young, not anymore. So I know a lot of Spielberg movies. But yeah.
Makes sense. The Academy loves him. Everybody loves him.
Do they give out an Oscar for score? A best score?
Yeah.
You should have let me pick for that. You didn't tell me to make predictions for that one. I didn't think about it until now. Yeah.
I think Babylon will win that one. For sure.
For score? Oh, my God. The song, the dance song that they kept playing, I loved it. Yeah, Babylon. I think that'll be
the only Oscar Babylon gets, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, the way that you said that. Okay, let's get into the big boys. Okay, best Picture.
Let's do Best Supporting Actor first.
Oh, did we not do Best Supporting Actor?
No.
Oh, okay. Go.
Brendan Gleeson for Banshees of Inisherin.
Brendan Gleeson. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That guy played on
the guy who was cutting his fingers off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ke-Hu Huan for Everything Everywhere All at Once. He already won the Golden Globe and made like a great speech, actually. And the Academy loves that. And I think
they love it when people already win the Golden Globes.
No, but they love big dramatic speeches. And he's got a lot of momentum.
So you think they'll give it to him just so he has a good speech?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it helps his
case.
The
way that you said, what do you mean helps his case?
It helps his case.
That's ridiculous. He shouldn't earn it. Like, he shouldn't get the Oscar just because he gave good speeches.
It won't be just because.
But the way that you said it, you were like, I think the Academy's really going to like this.
It's true.
My gosh.
Eddie Redmayne for The Good Nurse. I think he's got a possibility. Brad Pitt for Babylon.
Ugh.
I hope he gets in there.
He always is amazing in his movies, so I guess he would deserve one for any movie he's ever done, honestly. Does he have any?
Oscars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Ugh, and then boring.
Producing for 12 Years a Slave, because he helped
produce. He produced 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. It's a really good movie. I didn't know he produced it.
Yeah, and then Barry Keoghan for Banshees of Inisherin.
Mm-hmm. I put Barry Keoghan, too. I put Barry Keoghan. Ke-Hu Kwan, Jeremy Strong for Armageddon Time, Mark Rylance for Bones and All, and Tom Hanks for Elvis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Rylance does deserve a nomination.
Mark Rylance really deserves a nomination for Bones and All. He was fantastic. I feel like Bones and All isn't going to get nominated just because it's kind of an indie film.
Yeah, it's definitely a genre indie. Yeah. Film. Well,
so I don't think it'll really get recognized at the Oscars, but I think it deserves to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not saying that the Academy hasn't nominated indie genre films before, but I think it's less likely of a chance.
Me. Oh, my computer's going to die.
And who do you think is going to win?
Oh, I think that Barry Keoghan should win for Banshees of Inisherin. Yeah. For Shizzle.
Ke-Hu Huan.
I don't know how to say
his name. Yeah. Short round.
Ke-Hu Huan.
Ke-Hu Huan.
For Everything Everywhere. Hey, you got the Golden Globe. Let's give it to Barry. I love Barry. He was fantastic. He always plays a weird guy.
He always plays an asshole.
He plays it so well.
I know.
I didn't. We also did a podcast on Banshees of Inisherin, if you want to go watch that. LOL. Just plugging. Look,
yes.
We did a podcast on most of these movies already. We should have done one for Don't Worry, Darling. That would have been a good one. I guess we saw that before we started the podcast, I guess.
That was in September.
But that would have been a fantastic movie to talk about. See, there's so many I just want to talk about.
I know.
But we have to for sure do the Oscar ones and, you know, look into the future, not the past. Okay. Finally, time for Best Picture. I only have 8 nominations. I couldn't come up with another one that I wanted to nominate. So
go for it.
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Tar, Elvis, Avatar, Ew, wish it wouldn't, but I think it will. Yep. All Quiet on the Western Front, The Fablemans, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Top Gun Maverick. That was a mouthful.
Yes. I've got a lot of similar ones.
Also, I want to nominate Banshees of Inisherin just for funsies. So that gets me to 9. And you said they usually only nominate 9, even though they can do 10?
Yes. But I think this year they might do 10.
Okay, list off your 10. Did you get 10?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Avatar, Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Babylon, The Fablemans, Tar, All Quiet on the Western Front, and Women Talking.
I've been talking. We need to watch that if you think it's going to get nominated.
I think
I'm so nervous for the nominations to come out, which is weird.
Fablemans is going to win.
Really?
But I haven't seen it yet, but I don't want it to.
I hope it doesn't. He has enough Oscars. Let's recognize somebody else. I want Top Gun Maverick to win. I know all of America wants Top Gun Maverick to win, too.
Yeah. I mean,
if it wins, I honestly think it would do the Oscars a favor of getting more support. I think more normal people would like the Oscars if they supported films that people actually like. Don't they do like a People's Choice kind of thing?
They do a most popular movie. Like last year, they did one. I don't remember what it was. They did like a most popular movie and then most popular movie moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were both like Zack Snyder movies. And then apparently that was like completely rigged. That
it was rigged. Did somebody sign like have bots or something to fill it out?
Know.
Who's Zack Snyder?
Is it director? You know,
what was the movie that got chosen?
It was
I heard something about it getting rigged for sure.
Justice League? Justice. The Snyder Cut.
Oh, ew. That's lame.
Mm. Very lame.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Well, those are all our nominations. Did you have other ones that you wanted to list off? I didn't prepare anything else, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan wants to talk about other ones.
It's true.
Best animated feature?
I think Pinocchio is going to win that.
I didn't even want to see that.
Best editing?
I don't know.
Maybe Top Gun Maverick or Avatar or Babylon.
Babylon had pretty good editing.
Production design, I think, will go to Babylon as well.
Yeah, the production design was really good for Babylon.
And best director, Martin McDonagh for Banshees of Inisherin.
Best director. Yeah, Banshees of Inisherin was fantastic. I wouldn't be surprised if Everything Everywhere All at Once gets it, though.
Yeah, or James Cameron.
I think Triangle Sadness deserves it, too. The directing was really good in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know what a director does. I know they like direct things, but what about their direction makes a movie good or bad? You know what I mean? Because they're just directing the cinematographers to do something or directing the actors to do something. So shouldn't they just get all of the Oscars for everything?
Oh. Like,
is it just mean that they did a good job with everything in their movie? I don't know. I'm just confused as to what directors do.
I guess
that's
kind of subjective, too.
Yeah, but potato, potato.
Okay. I want All Quiet on the Western Front to win Best Picture.
Really? I don't think it will.
Me either, but I want it to.
It's amazing. Well, I want Top Gun Maverick to win, and it probably won't, so.
True.
You can't always get what you want, kids.
Or Everything Ever All at Once.
Okay, yeah. I'd hope the Fablemans doesn't win.
It's like, I want to see it, but I know I'm going to give it like 3 or 3.5 stars already, which.
Why?
Sure, just because it's like Spielberg, and yes, like he's a great director, but from the trailer, I got the sense that it's just going to be really melodramatic.
Oh, it probably is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just find it weird when people make biographies about themselves, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Armageddon Time too.
Well, Armageddon Time is more like an idea that was then inspired by someone's childhood. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting your own experiences into your work. I think that makes it better and more like relatable. But I think with biographies, you're literally telling your life story, you know.
Yeah.
There's something a little narcissistic about it.
You gotta be a little
I'm probably a narcissist too, so who am I to say?
You gotta be a little narcissistic to work in Hollywood, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's very true.
But I probably am too.
Yeah. Well, those are all my predictions. Did you have any others you wanted to talk about? I don't have any trivia or anything today because we just wanted to talk about our Oscar predictions.
Best makeup and hairstyling, either The Whale or Wakanda Forever or Elvis, honestly.
I think Elvis would be really good. Well, for costume design.
Oh, true.
I think
true.
Elvis would deserve costume design. Now we're just spewing random things.
Yes. Best international feature. Depends on if All Quiet on the Western Front wins for anything else.
Then it
if
can't
it does,
win that.
It probably won't win international feature. That's usually what the Academy does.
I guess I that like. Makes sense. They want to give more. But then they let out. Do you think there's going to be a movie that sweeps the Oscars?
How do you mean, like, sweep?
That's going to get a lot of wins. I don't really think there's anything that's going to sweep it.
Maybe Banshees of Inisherin.
Really? I hope so. That surprises me. For some reason, I thought it would be a movie that would get looked over at the Oscars.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll get recognized for sure.
All right.
Well, we'll post our reactions to
Yes. I'm considering doing a live stream during the Oscars.
Yes.
I mean, nobody's going to watch it, but I think it would be kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. So.
We're able to watch it. Yeah, it's on Peacock, I think.
Oh, yeah, we have Peacock. Yeah, I think we should do a live stream, though. I think that'd be cool.
But we'll do our reaction to the nominations. Do you want to do that as well?
Well, we can. I think what we should do is in the next podcast, talk about our reactions to the nominations and Tar. It could just be a little long.
Okay.
Yeah. So cool. Next podcast, we'll talk about the actual nominations and we'll talk about Tar, too, because that's what we're going to watch this week. And
Tar 1.
Tar, yes. Tar 1 is what we're going to watch this week. But yes, and then maybe one of us will be right about our predictions.
Hopefully. I think
I don't think I'll be right at all. I never am.
I think I'm right with Best Picture. At least 8 out of 10, I'm right, I think.
Dang. Well, you said they're only going to do 9.
10.
Potentially 10. We'll see. I don't know. But I think that is it for today. So thanks for tuning into the podcast, y'all. And we'll see you next week. Bye.